You are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
So we're going to continue tonight on the journey, Imagine the Good. And I want to talk to you tonight about the specks and the spots. I want to talk to you about the power of your imagination. We all think in images. Watch me. You've all seen somebody not always jump on a platform, but you've always seen people move around. We all think in images, and the truth is we are controlled by those images, whether they are good images or bad images. We can all imagine the future. A good future or a bad future? A big future or a small future? Somebody say big future today. Come on. No, I said somebody say big future. Because God says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So the future God has for you is a great big future. I believe God wants us to imagine the good, to dream the impossible dream, to visualize the land of milk and honey, to see the stars, to number the sand, to see what can be done. It will cost you nothing to dream, but it will cost you everything if you don't dream. Imagination will carry you to worlds that never were, but without it, without imagination, you will go nowhere. Muhammad Ali said, the man who has no imagination has no wings. I believe God wants to give you wings to fly. Come on. You are going to go places you've never been before. Jesus will take you higher than you've ever been. Come on. When he called the disciples, he called them into all the world. So your imagination is a gift from God. Imagination shows you what can be. It shows what you can accomplish. Albert Einstein said, the true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination. Logic will take you from point A to B. But imagination can take you anywhere. Albert Einstein. Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. So we don't imagine bad things. We imagine good things. We dream the dream of God. We visualize a future. We visualize hope for South Africa. We visualize a blessed South Africa. We visualize a united South Africa. We visualize a prosperous South Africa. Say amen in Jesus' name. Imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited to all we know and understand, while imagination embraces the entire world and all there will ever be to know and understand. Albert Einstein. Your imagination, as I said, is the gift of God that can launch you into a world of possibility. Just think what can be. It takes the same energy to be positive than negative. As a matter of fact, I think it takes more energy to be negative. Jesus wants you to lift your eyes and imagine the good. Imagine what can be. Imagine the milk and the honey. Imagine your wife one day, young person. Say amen. No, that was a lady shouting. Okay. Imagine your wife, young man. Okay, if you're married, you can't shout either. You don't imagine somebody else's wife. You imagine your wife to be. Amen. I'm not one of those people that are negative and cynical and say, well, I'm getting old, I'm never going to get married, and you're 12 years old or you're 14 years old. Imagine what can be. Imagine the future. Dream God's dream for your life, because imagination launches you into a world of possibility. When you use your imagination purposefully, it becomes the trigger of your creative abilities. Without imagination, we would never venture outside of the box. I told you last week, Jesus never called his disciples to be settlers, to be happy campers. Happy, but not campers. He always called them to distant horizons, to venture forth, to get out of the boat, to attempt greater things for God. Caleb, 85 years old, give me my mountain. I've still got a mountain to climb. Come on, Maniki, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, Strat, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are still going to climb a mountain. We are not ready to retire. We are going to refire, and the young people are going to struggle to keep up with us. Hallelujah. Come on, because the best of our life is ahead of us. We imagine what can be. We imagine the songs we can write. Come on, the poems we can write. the sermons we can preach, the businesses we can start, the social upliftment we can create in our world. We imagine a world filled with possibility. Without imagination, we will never go beyond ourselves. Our reality would only exist within the confines of the status quo. That's where many people grow up, in a family, in a world that says it cannot be done. Well, if it says it cannot be done, why not try it? Because anything is possible. Jesus taught us, if you can believe, anything is possible. Believe that things can be different. Believe that things can be better. Come on. I'm talking to a young person here tonight that doesn't have a job. I'm telling you, imagine the best job that you can possibly have. Imagine a great future. Imagine a blessed family one day. Imagine. Live as a prisoner of hope in your imagination. Come on, Gavin. Chanel. Hey, this year, the 1st of September, I'm celebrating 30 years full-time in the ministry. Thank God for His faithfulness. Come on. Somebody celebrate with me the faithfulness of God, that God has kept me. And I feel like I'm just out of the starting blocks. Hey! The power of imagination and vision allows you to see yourself becoming the person you were actually meant to be, created to be by God, not defined by your flaws, your failures and your mistakes, but defined by the love of God, the unconditional love of God, that God sees you as a mighty man, no matter how weak you may be today, that God sees you as a mighty deliverer, no matter how backslidden you are today, because God sees you differently from every other person in this world. You need to see yourself through the eyes of God and imagine who you can be and rise to your full potential in Jesus' name. So the Bible is clear that as human beings, we were created in the image of God. And just think about it. In the image of God, image, imagination, the same word. How this God who calls us to imitate Him created everything out of nothing. By imagining this world. Imagining light when there was darkness. Imagining stars when there were no stars. Imagining animals where there were no animals. This God, this Creator. And we were created in the likeness and image of God to be fruitful and to multiply, not to live as victims in this world, but to live like God. Not to be God, but to imitate our Father. To wake up every day with hope in our hearts, with an imagination that is alive. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, the Bible says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. God imagined it. God visualized it. Then God created it. The truth is we are constantly creating our future through the power of imagination. Positive thoughts or negative thoughts. Because our thoughts determine the pictures in our minds, determine the actions, determine whether we live empowered for failure or success. We can all change the treasure within. Matthew chapter 12. Either make the tree bad and its fruit bad, or make the tree good and its fruit good. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. The world is a world of possibility. You were created unlimitless in the very image of God. The only thing that can stop you from going beyond yourself is lack of vision, lack of dreams. The devil cannot stop you because you are in Christ and Christ is in you. The greater one lives on the inside of you. God lives on the inside of you, cheering you to attempt the impossible, to go where you never thought possible. The truth is we are constantly producing the dominating images of our mind. So the obvious is we have to get rid of a wrong image and get a right image in our minds. Because when I say dog, you do not think D-O-G. You think what? Chihuahua. Amen. When I say cold, you think something. When I say house, you have an imagination. When I say future, what do you see? When I say your job, what do you see? Your marriage? 80 years old? What do you see? So all these wrong images that have been built into us by our education, our upbringing, our environment, our peers, people's opinion, experiences in life, we have to bring those images and make sure that those images line up with God's thoughts for us. And if not, then number one, we have to get rid of those images, wrong pictures, because they control us, they dominate us. Images of low self-esteem, inferiority, images of fear, images of inadequacy, images of I'll never be accepted by anybody, images of failure, images of sickness and disease. We have to get rid of the old image and replace it with a new image. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3, the Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity or to into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So we have to cast down the evil or negative imaginations, and we have to replace them with positive imaginations. How? By changing our thoughts, changing our thought processes. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable will of God. So even God says you can transform your life by renewing your mind, because your thoughts are powerful. When you change your thought, you will change your life. When a definite, strong idea is held consistently in the imagination, it can, listen, actually change the biochemistry of the brain so that it is no longer programmed for failure or defeat, but programmed for success. When you think the same thought long enough, that thought will become a picture. Your brain becomes programmed by the power of your thoughts and then your imagination. So that when there's a negative image, your mind just rebuffs, pushes that negative image away, because your mind has been renewed to think the thoughts of God. You think in line with the mind of Christ, because as a new creature in God, you have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ that is not limited. The mind of Christ that is not inferior. The mind of Christ that is not defeatist. The mind of Christ that is seated above. That is who you are today. You have the power of your thoughts. And your thoughts will become your images. And your images will become your words and your actions. So if you want to change your image, you firstly have to change your thoughts. You have to get new thoughts into your mind. Because if you think the same thoughts, you will live in the same image and the same place. Proverbs 23 verse 7, the Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you always think the way you think, you will never change into the person God wants you to change. The only way to change is to get new information. The Word of God, Philippians 4 verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of a good report, if there's any virtue, moral excellence, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So, I mean, God is very clear. You want the future that God has for you, set your mind on things above. Set your mind on the Word of God. Two things I want to focus on in 10 minutes. So we're going to change our thoughts. The first thing we have to do is we have to change what we put into our minds. The Word of God, the Bible says, is as a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. We create new thinking patterns through the Word of God, and then we create new images. Proverbs chapter 4, the Bible says, verse 20, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. We need to put God's word before our eyes, in our mind, in our ears, because the Bible is the key for your success. The Word of God is the only instrument that can sanctify your soul. James chapter 1, 21, the Bible says, receive with meekness the engrafted Word of God, which is able to save your soul. Verse 22, and be doers of the Word of God, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So you want to respect the Word of God. You want to put God's words in your mind all the time. Isaiah chapter 55, many people say, but pastor, we can never live the life God called us to live. We can never think the thoughts of God. That's not what the Bible says. Because when you think the Word of God, you are thinking the thoughts of God. You are living the higher ways of God. You are thinking the higher pictures that God has for you in your mind. He sent His word and He healed you and He delivered you from your destruction. Isaiah 55 verse 8, the Bible says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. How can we have the thoughts of God? Verse 10 tells us. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So we can have the thoughts of God by taking the word of God and putting God's word in our minds. Come on, meditating upon the word of God. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Because the word of God will change the picture in your mind. The word of God will change your thinking patterns. And when you begin to think the thoughts of God, you will begin to see what God has planned for you. And you will begin to live the life of empowerment. And you will experience God's transforming power in your life. Come on, somebody say amen and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. So we create a new image by number one, the word. Number two, vision. What you look at the longest will become the strongest. Your outer image will become your inner image, which you will then in turn produce. If you look at lack, you look at the facts, you look at the problems, that's what you will attract to yourself. If you look at the promise, you look at the power of God, the presence of Jesus, that's what you will release into your life. So the Bible is clear. Whatever image you focus upon will become your inner image. Do you focus on good things or bad things? We know Israel perished because they could not focus on the milk and honey. They focused on the giants. And the giants they focused upon made them believe, I'm just a little grasshopper. I'm never going to accomplish what God called me to do. So before you will receive anything from God, you need to get a vision. The Bible says in Proverbs 29 verse 18, where there is no vision, people perish. In Habakkuk chapter 2, the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is for an appointed time. Somebody say, an appointed time. At the end it will speak and will it lie, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. So when God calls Abram, God calls him to leave his father's house. What does God do? God is very intentional about changing Abram's perspective. He changes his vision. So when there's strife between Abram and Lot, God tells Abram, come out from this land. And lift your eyes and see the land that I give you. So we need to lift our eyes and see the future that God has in mind for us. Look to the north, look to the south, look to the east, look to the west. And then in Genesis chapter 15, when Abram says to God, God, but I don't have a child. What does God do? God brings him out of the tent. And God tells him, lift your eyes and see the stars and count the stars. You should not be counting your problems. You should be counting the promises of God. You should be lifting your eyes above your problems, because what you look at will become the strongest in your life. What you focus upon will influence your treasure, and your treasure is what you will reproduce. So what is God doing? God is changing the picture in Abram's mind and in Abram's heart, because your vision is your future. And then I'm going to close in the next couple of moments with your specs and your spots. Are you ready? I'm going to show you how powerful your environment is. What you put before your eyes, what you look at, what you drink in with your eyes, what you absorb, the environment that you absorb, the possibilities or the impossibilities that you focus upon. Genesis chapter 30, the Bible says in verse 25, it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, send me away that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives. Thank God we only have one wife now, amen. I mean, we want double except double wife, amen. Because that's a lot of trouble. Ah, come on, relax, chill, just laugh. I didn't say one wife is a good thing. Two wives are bad. I mean, it takes your lifetime to figure out one wife. Okay, thank you. Just help me. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about, Pastor. Because you're scared of your wife. I'm not scared of my wife. She's in America. Then he said, name your wages. How's that? Name your wages. Most people, when people say to you, name your wages, they're going to say, give me money. Give me a check of 1 million rand. And you and I both know that the million rand will run out. You need something more than a million rand. You need vision. Because vision will bring the resources. Vision. If I give you resources, you will lose your resources. But if I give you vision, vision will bring whatever you need. Come on, where God leads you, God will feed you. Vision will attract God's provision. If you have vision. So he's smart enough not to ask for money. He says, just allow me to be myself and use the vision I saw my father use. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Abraham, vision. So Abraham told Isaac, in the second famine, chapter 26, sowed. Everybody else was holding on. Isaac sowed, and the man began to prosper, was prospering until he became very prosperous because he was not bound by the economy. He had vision. He caught something from his father, and then Jacob caught something from his father. We have to catch something from our father. When the Holy Ghost comes, he gives us visions and he gives us dreams. Come on. He empowers us to believe for a better future and a bigger future, to imagine what can be. So he says, name your wages and I will give it. So Jacob said to him, you know how I have served you and how your livestock has been with me. For what you had when I came was little. How's that? When I started, yeah, there was nothing. I mean, it's confident, right? People will think it's arrogant. No, the brother knows who he is, but respectfully. I've now worked for you for 30 years or 10 years or 20 years. You still pay me a clerk's wages. Now, can we just talk about my wages? If I cause this part of the business to grow, release something. So Jacob said to him, you know how I served you and have been with your livestock, has been with me. For what you had before I came was little, and it has increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming. Now, when shall I also provide for my own house? So he said to him, what shall I do for you? Jacob said, you shall not give me anything. Hallelujah, I love it. I don't want anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flocks. Let me pass through all your flocks today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep and all the brown ones among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and these shall be my wages. So my righteousness will answer for me in time to come when the subject of my wages comes before you. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the lambs will be considered stolen if it is with me. And Laban said, oh, that it were according to your word. So watch what Laban does the following day. So he removed that day the male goats and the speckled and spotted and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted and every one that had some white in it and all the brown ones among the lambs and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. So Laban thought he was going to catch Jacob because he understands a natural law that like produces like. But we serve a supernatural God that says anything can happen. Anything is possible if you can believe. Now Jacob took for himself rods of green poplar and of almond and chestnut trees, peeled white strips in them, and exposed the white which was in the rods. Do you understand what he did? Okay. And the rods which he peeled, he set before the flocks in the gutters. Now these were not speckled and spotted animals. They were pure animals. But what does he put before them? Specks and spots. Because whatever they see, they will produce. I mean, in the natural, they should not be producing speckled and spotted animals. But Jacob knows something that Laban has forgotten. And he uses the power of imagination, vision. Whatever you put before your eyes will become the picture of your mind. Whatever, a good image or a bad image.
Pray this little prayer with me tonight. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me just as I am. I believe with all my heart. You died on the cross for me. You paid the price that I should have paid. You went to hell in my place. But you rose again. I believe you are alive, Jesus. Tonight I open my heart and I invite you to take your place. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Wash me in your blood. Forgive me of my sin. Thank you for a new beginning.
Thank you for loving me just as I am. Thank you for breaking the power of sin over my life. Thank you for your grace that makes me a child of God tonight. I can never go back to my old life because Jesus, you are now my Lord and my Savior. I give myself to you. I surrender everything to you. Thank you for a new beginning and a new life. God, you are now my Father. I am your child. Thank you that from tonight you will lead and guide me. Every day I will wake up with your presence. I'm your child forever. I belong to you. I'm born again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.